Big fan of Maroon 5, the band's new album, one of its best yet, called Overexposed. Of course, you know him as well as a coach on The Voice. Adam Levine checking in from overseas right now to the Ralphie Show. Adam, this band almost broke up before the success of moves like Jagger, following Hands All Over, but now you really seem to kind of like find yourselves again, right?
Sometimes we get a little flack for it, but actually I enjoy the flack, because I'd much rather be getting a little bit of flack than making the same record 100 times, but it is nice in a retrospective kind of way.
I feel like, Adam, it's a lot easier for you to say that now that you have had this last album and have had this run on the last three singles dating back to moves like Jagger, right?
Well, listen, man, you know, it's a long, weird road being in a band, and we kept treading the line between, were we a pop group, were we trying to be a regular old rock band? You know, we just didn't know what we wanted for a minute.
Obviously now, though, with the new album Overexposed, you've kind of figured it out. The other thing I was a little puzzled about, Adam, was the fact that you're having the success now with these singles and with this album. You're on TV, but you're not touring in the States. You're overseas. Is there something behind that? Or?
Well, you know, we shoot a lot of The Voice stuff in advance and then have blocks of time off where they have to, you know, the shows have to air because they're not live. So that's the time when we go on tour. It's all very carefully orchestrated. Trust me, I don't have days off these days.
You know, let's talk about The Voice for a second. Maroon 5's Adam Levine here on The Ralphie Show. Cassidy Pope, who's a friend of the show, I knew her as the lead singer of Hey Monday. She's kind of getting this second chance now, despite the fact that she had a major label deal with her band. I mean, are you willing to kind of look past that because of the state of the music industry? Or would you rather try to give somebody their first chance instead of their second?
To me, if I had to choose between something to watch, it would be the person that's been knocked down a couple times where you want to see, oh my God, is this person going to finally do it? It's someone's first chance. Sorry, kid, you know, tough call, you know, whatever. Who cares? You're going to have 10 more. You know, that doesn't matter to me. There's not so much on the line when you're 19 and you've never done anything and you don't win a reality singing show. Who gives a
right?
You know, better luck next time, kid. You know, that's just part of how this all works. So when everything's on the line, when you're a little bit older and you've tried and failed and you're not sure where your career is going, that's a much more compelling story to me, especially because we all went through that.
And of course, you and Blake are going to be sticking around. Christina and CeeLo leaving. Usher, Shakira coming in. What do you think about those two? You excited to work with them?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, I love them both. And I don't know Shakira, but I'm hung with Usher a few times. It's cool. It's going to be a different energy. I know I'm super sad. So sad to see CeeLo and Christina go, because our chemistry was really just kind of gelling. But, you know, people got to do what they got to do, and I respect that, and I love them. I love them both forever.
You know, but I got to think the one thing that you're not going to miss when Christina leaves is all of the media-manifested drama, no?
No, I will not. And to be honest with you, I never liked that. I always thought that was so stupid.
Right.
I'll be the first person to say that we had our share of issues in the beginning, but I love that girl. You know, we've been through a lot. We came out the other end as friends, and I got I've always got nothing but love for Christina, and I will not miss the petty, you know, despicable, ridiculous that these people say, you know, in those god-awful publications, and I don't care.
Always speaking is mine. Wrapping up with Adam Levine here on The Ralphie Show. I know you're going to speak your mind on this, too. You know, the last time we chatted, Adam, was in 2008. You called into the show on behalf of President Barack Obama. You doing any campaigning for him again? Or?
I'm going to do whatever the hell I can, because if he doesn't get elected, I'm moving. I'd rather you be president than Mitt Romney. I barely know you.
Maroon 5's new album, Overexposed. It's in stores now. The Voice, of course, on NBC. Adam Levine, I appreciate the time, brother.
Thanks, brother.